The opinions expressed by the host of the show are his and his only, but we do hope you agree with those. And remember, past performance does not guarantee future results.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hobby Quick Hits. I'm your host, John Newman, a satellite show of Sports Car Nation Podcast where we tackle one subject, no guest, and we just riff and give opinions about whatever the topic may be at hand. Today's show, surviving the pandemic. So the hobby, I don't need to tell you this, most likely if you're listening to this program, you know the hobby is thriving and booming at some all-time records. We've got individual cards in auction houses breaking records each and every week. You know, one week, one single card takes the title, and 2 weeks later, another card bests it. And so it's a crazy time in the hobby. Wax can't be kept on the shelves. Breakers can't get enough product. Singles are going through the roof. Old-time rookies, you know, are going up probably to levels they should have been at. Some of the junk wax era stuff that people viewed as garbage and worthless has made a comeback. 90 Leaf Frank Thomas's, 89 Upper Deck Griffey's, and just Griffey rookies in general leap to mind. McGuire early stuff recently has made a bump up. And so everything's, you know, if this was a Beckett magazine, everything, almost everything in the hobby would have that up arrow, right? That black triangle going, pointing up that we were, those of us that are familiar with Beckett magazine in the day, loved to see so much, right? And the whole hobby would have one big one of those right now. And during a pandemic, during not a nationwide pandemic, but a worldwide pandemic. And I'm an honest guy. And so when this hit in whatever it was, early February, early March, I really thought the hobby could be in for a precipitous drop. Not a crash, but I thought like a roller coaster. I thought, man, we're going to have to hang on because this thing's going down. When I say down, not like down where it's the end, but down, a downward trend. And I was bracing for the worst, for a downward trend. And here we are, it's you know, August, and the pandemic's not over, but the hobby is still thriving with no sight of slowdown at this point. And if you would have told me that beforehand, I would have bet my house against it. You know, I was, those of you may know or listen to enough of my podcast know I have Newman Sports Cards, which is a selling business, legitimate sales tax, pay sales tax, everything above board. I was bracing for what might be a down year in sales. And here we are in August. I'm going to tell you, again, a few, some episodes back, I actually gave you a number that we've made. I don't tend to do that. I'm very private with that. But just for example, to show you where we're at in the hobby, I did. And maybe some of it was in, I was just so enthusiastic I couldn't help but to say it. And I'm going to tell you, here we are now in August, and we're still doing on that kind of pace. And you know, it's just tremendous. It's almost become a complete second income, and I'm talking about profit wise. I'm not talking about total intake. You know, you spend, and you know, you spend $10,000 and then you make $20,000. You made $10,000. You didn't make $20,000. And so with the pluses and minuses, it's really gotten into that territory where it's almost matched you know, my regular income, which is not nothing to sneeze at. So during a pandemic, again, I'm going to keep going and saying that because It doesn't, to me, it doesn't make any sense. It would go against every model I would have came up with if I was doing models and analytics. You know, people are going to be out of work. People are going to, unfortunately, be sick. Some people may lose family members. They're not going to be in the mood to think about the hobby. I mean, everything I thought about was like, man, we're gonna almost go on pause in the hobby, much like the economy had to go on pause as people couldn't go to work and were getting, stimulus checks. And we'll talk about that because I think that's a factor to why the opposite has sort of happened. And so I would have guessed wrong, and I'm glad I was wrong. You know, people always say, oh, man, I'm never wrong or I'm rarely wrong. I'm glad I was wrong, and I thought we were in for a downward trend, which is the opposite effect. I'm glad I'm wrong. And not just because I sell cards. Sure, that's a factor. Anyone that tells you they don't want to make the most money they can, they're lying to you, and don't believe anything else they tell you, okay? That's a fact in sales. If anyone says they don't care what they make, that's actually not true, okay? So we all want to make as much money as we can. Now, money isn't everything. That I'll agree with if someone says that. There are other perks of life besides good old dead presidents, but very important, and we all know that, right? And so, you know, I'm shocked. Again, I wouldn't have predicted this. So then I thought, you know, let's do a show and talk about why do I think this occurred. Obviously, it's after the fact. It's hindsight is 2020. I was one that thought we were going to be going in a downturn with the pandemic. The opposite happened. So now I have to look at it and say, how did that occur? Where was I wrong? What was I thinking that was incorrect and why? And so let's talk about with this episode what happened. Let's try to break it down. These are, again, just opinions. And like the disclaimer in the open, you know, we hope you agree with them, but these are just my opinions. Let's start with, you know, obviously the pandemic's bad. People have lost their lives. People have lost family members. And that's a tragic thing. And let's start out by recognizing that and saying how horrible, obviously, that is. But, you know, obviously the economy shut down. People were told to shelter in place. And what happened as a result of that? People are home, right? Have more time on their hands to do some things, whether that's go on Amazon, peruse eBay, all the other selling sites for cards, and, make some initial purchases, right? You know, they weren't in full panic mode yet. We didn't know, truth be told, when the pandemic first hit, we had no idea, matter of fact, President Trump was saying, listen, it's not going to be terrible. Hang in there. We'll get through it. I'm seeing what it's doing in other countries. We're prepared for this. Yada, 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 right? So a lot of us, myself included, thought this was going to be maybe a few week things. You know, we didn't know. I'll stick up for myself and all of us. We really didn't know necessarily how bad it was going to hit the U.S. You know, let's be real. As U.S. citizens, we sort of have that arrogance, right? Let's be honest. I know you're hearing that and say, come on, John. No, let's be honest, right? We sort of have that arrogance. You know, we don't really care what it's doing in Italy, in China, right? We got the best medical people known to the planet. We got the facilities. Those countries are third rate in medical. They weren't prepared. They don't have enough supplies and equipment and ventilators, right? We puff our chest out and say, that's not going to happen here. We're well more advanced than those countries, right? We're the United States, right? We all do that at different times or another. And I think we did that here. And so, obviously, it did hit the country, maybe harder than we anticipated. People, again, are home. But when it first hit, when it first hit, we thought it was going to pass through pretty quickly and everything would go back to norm. So people who initially had that home time, right, they were either furloughed or told to work at home, and we'll see in a couple weeks. Still getting paid, thinking they would just go back to work in a few weeks and the bad times would pass. So now they're home with that idle time, and they're spending money. Like, hey, man, I can, you know. And anyone that tells you, like anyone who's sent to work from home, let's be real, right? You're not doing the same work you're doing at the office when your boss is, like, office is your cubicle is in his or her viewing range, right? You're grinding more in the actual office building. When you're at home, you got a lot of things to distract you. You got 6 tabs open on your computer, and only one of them's work-related, right? Let's be real. Be honest, right? I'm not going to tell on you. This is, you're listening to me right now, and I can't hear you, but I know what you're thinking, right? So, man, how did John must be, you know, looking in through my window like a peeping Tom. No, let's be real. That's human nature, right? You're working from home. You're not going to do the same work. And if you are, if you're working from home with almost the same production as if you were in the office, I got 2 things to say for you. God bless you. You have maybe the best work ethic in the history of employees, or you're probably bad when you're at work too, and it just translates to home. So either way, but all joking aside, you know, you're not going to work the same 8 hours you would if you were at the office. Heck, there's people at the office with the same 5 non-work tabs open doing some surfing, if you will. So you're doing that at home. I see you. You ain't fooling anyone. Even your boss knows. They're just letting it go. Times are tough, right? So that's, you know, some of that's going on. And so early transactions were good because people figured, this is only a couple weeks thing. I'm still getting paid for these couple weeks. And they have all this bonus time. And so they're making more transactions. Amazon reported record numbers during those early weeks of the pandemic and the lockdown and shelter and quarantine. And then reality set in, right? Reality set in, like, this is not going to be a couple weeks thing. They're going to be a couple month thing. Many states announced no one's going back to work till, you know, July 1st. So stay home, wear masks, social distance. We can beat this, flatten the curve, right? Just do your due diligence and be productive from home. And then there was a little bit of a scare, like, what am I going to do? And then the stimulus package was announced, right? Everyone's going to get $1,200. If you're out of work, you're going to get unemployment immediately. Not only are you going to get unemployment, you're going to get a $600 bonus check. And I was fortunate as an essential worker. I did not lose my job. I actually never got to work from home. That would have been nice, but with what I do, I teach a class, and I have to be in front of those men and women in the trucking industry. That's what I do. And so I never got to go home. My wife was a nurse, but not in like an emergency setting. So she actually got laid off for a month. And truth be told, you know, full disclosure, she got that $600 surplus bonus, stimulus package bonus. So she was making more being home, not working, than she would her normal 40-hour, 45-hour work week as a nurse. And that's, you know, hey, that's a nice perk, let's be honest. And so were a lot of people. It wasn't just my wife. So were a lot of people who were laid off or let go. They got that $600 bonus. So now all this money's being pumped into the economy. And if you're a card collector, if you're a hobbyist, and you're getting $600 extra a week, you think you're not putting some of that, if not all of it, into the hobby. It's, in a sense, free money. And, you know, at the time, the government didn't really announce a shelf life for that. It was just kind of right now that you're going to get this every week until you get a job or called back to your original job. And people enjoyed that and rode that wave. Let's be real. We did here with my wife. And it's funny stories. You know, my wife was one of 5 people in her office to get laid off. And quite frankly, she kind of volunteered. They really liked her. They didn't want to do that. But, you know, we have a 20-year-old son who's an adult. And there were other nurses who had younger kids, and she didn't want them to be unemployed, even with the bonus, because you're not guaranteed your job back. That's the thing about unemployment. They can say, hey, well, sorry, your position is no longer available. And so she kind of fell on the sword so someone else would just keep working. And, you know, after a month, they called those five nurses back, including my wife. And without mentioning any names, my wife and another nurse came back, no problem, glad to come back. My wife was ecstatic to come back. And three of the other nurses who were making that $600 surplus were trying to find every excuse in the book, like they couldn't come back this week or that week. I need 2 more weeks and then I'm ready to come back. One person asked for 3 weeks because, quite frankly, they were trying to get, you know, $1,200 or $1,800 more of free money. So all this extra surplus money is in the economy, going back to the hobby part of this. And so people were spending very freely with confidence. So when I had that doom and gloom theory, I had no idea about this stimulus package and then this unemployment bonus. Had I known that, I probably would have a different take at the time. But there's no way I could have known that. No one really knew what those numbers are going to be. Even with a stimulus package, right? You might say, well, we knew like the government's going to give us some sort of check as to help us out, right? But we didn't know about that $600 bonus for unemployment. And that's huge. That's a big deal. That's truthfully a bigger deal than the one-time, at the time, $1,200 stimulus check, right? That $600 is every week while you're unemployed. If you were unemployed for 2 months, you got, you know, whatever that $3,000, maybe more, whatever, you know, obviously it's tax and all that good stuff. But it was a good chunk of change. And so the hobby benefited from this money circulating, this sort of free money. I mean, that's kind of what it was, free money. And now as things start to slowly open, although in some states there is a reoccurrence of COVID-19, so we'll have to monitor these things as each day. But as things slowly open, I'm back on the softball field, albeit late start, but things are starting to come back to semi-normal. Card shows, there have been a few card shows. Sports are starting up again, or have started up already, and things are kind of coming back. When and if, you know, this pandemic is in the rearview mirror, that's what I'm really curious to see where the hobby goes after the pandemic is sort of, you know, kind of gone and passed through, and we're on the other side of the curve, as they say, when those $600 bonuses, which have actually been stopped now, government has announced they will not be doing those no more. So now that extra free money is kind of being, that door is shutting. So now let's see, you know, what the hobby does, how this all works out, and you know, be interesting. I think there'll be a little bit of correction. It's not going to be a bottom dropping out or a crash. The hobby's still going to be thriving and very fruitful. And that's a good thing. And, you know, speaking from personal experience, 2020 thus far has been the best year for Newman Sports Cards outside of my years with a storefront. So my non-storefront years, 2020 is setting all sorts of highs and records. Now, and I'll even go a step further. There's even a couple of the storefront years 2020 is better. Not all four of them. I had a store from 92 to 96, but not all of them, but a good percentage of them. So 2020 has been incredible, but I also want to, you know, recognize that, listen, you know, if you're a hobbyist and you're enjoying this wave, you know, keep in mind that, you know, people have lost loved ones. Be respectful for that. So, you know, every time I'm sitting here in this office and studio and thinking about how great 2020's been from a personal, financial perspective, I do take a minute, truth be told, to you know, acknowledge, at least in my own mind, that, you know, other people are really hurting, that have lost loved ones. Not all old folks, don't believe all that stuff. Some young people have succumbed to this, and it's tragic. And so I remember those folks. I may not know who they are personally, but, you know, while financially it's a great thing, you know, you don't want to see anybody or any family lose someone they love. And so that's the sad part of this whole thing. But on the hobby side, it's definitely riding a wave. So with that being said, we're going to put a bow tie on this, and or a bow, not a bow tie, a bow on this, and wrap it up. If you enjoyed the show, as always, please subscribe. Please give us a positive review on any platform you listen to the show to. We ask you to be healthy, be safe, enjoy the hobby, and we'll see you next time on Hobby Quick Hits.
Happy trails to you, till we meet.